This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Pay attention! Stop! Pay attention!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I was in the D Club. I was popular with girls and boys.
Okay, this guy is a real zero. That's true.
Jeff Lutz.
Which means you weren't popular with either.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
In your head, that's the way it is. So, okay. You're so smart. I'll let it roll.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. Jason Duda with us today, the three-man booth on a Thursday. So I'm looking at Facebook during the break, and a friend, a Facebook friend,
all right,
makes reference to the passing of Bob Uecker and spells it E-U-C-H-E-R. Now, I had a choice to make. I could either be okay with it and just move on with my day, or I could
correct
the spelling. Which do you think I did?
You corrected
him.
And you get mad at me for doing stuff like that.
I didn't do it in a bad way, but let's be respectful of the man. Just get the name right.
That wouldn't hurt.
That's all I ask.
Well, you don't need to ask.
What do you mean? What do you mean I don't need to ask?
What do you mean that's all you ask? From who?
Yeah. From this friend of mine.
Did you ask?
Yeah, I said, let's get the name right, can we?
Doesn't sound like a question.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do?
I don't know.
I knew it would be, I knew you guys would jump on me.
Euchre's a hard name to spell.
It is.
Oh, please.
There's a card game named Euchre.
Let me say this about Bob Uecker. He's got the oomph that everybody should know how to spell his name.
Well, some people don't.
Well, you wouldn't.
And I'm sure he probably didn't do it on purpose.
No, he didn't do it on purpose.
He misspelled his name on purpose?
If you're not sure how to spell a name, wouldn't you look?
Well,
wouldn't you?
That I can agree with. That I can agree with.
I looked.
If you're sitting there going, oh, this guy, he died today and I want to make reference to him, but I don't know how to spell his name, so I'm going to look. And make sure I get it spelled right.
Not everybody thinks that way.
Everyone's different.
It's bizarre, but
so
they
you're
don't.
You're defending them and not me?
No, I'm just saying, you got to understand.
I do understand.
That people are all different. And their priorities are different.
Thank you, Jeff.
And
Can you
the way
he makes a point,
the way they approach things is different, and the way you might do it's hard. It's a hard reality to accept. I understand that. Like, well, this guy couldn't take time to spell this guy's name right. I understand that. That
come from
can
a
be
world
mildly
where
infuriating.
I come from a world where I may misspell some things, but it's not because I didn't look it up.
Well, then why
does that
it?
Make sense? Like, it may be a typo. But when I sit down and I try to spell a word, I know how to spell it. Even the words I previously didn't know how to spell. And names are it's just commonplace, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't writing an essay. He wasn't writing an article. He thought, hey, I like Bob Uecker. I'd rather just get this out than worry about his spelling. I just want to. The sentiment is what counts here, and I'll just put it
You're
out.
You're the worst guy in the world to defend this.
Why?
Because you would have been all over this.
Sure.
And I rarely do that, but when it's somebody passing away,
I am much more a stickler about grammar than spelling. These days, because people have no idea what they're doing grammar wise. They have no clue. They don't know.
Feeding into your
I don't care about somebody's spelling. That's an honest effort, I think, to try to spell a word.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. If you don't, why?
He tried to spell the word.
He did.
Why would
grammar
you just take the
is
two
easy
seconds to look it up?
I'm just saying.
And grammar's much harder than spelling.
No, it's not. Not to find out. And not to make a real honest effort. Like, no, it's not.
I completely disagree. You either get grammar or you don't. But spelling, you can do something about. That's why they have dictionaries.
That's why they have Jeffrey, to fix their grammar.
Well, I don't want my grammar fixed.
Well, you should.
I want my spelling fixed.
People don't know the difference between a lot of things, but it is what it is.
What if you died and we put up there, I'm going to miss Jeffrey Lutz, Lootz.
I wouldn't care.
Would you want me to correct it?
If you want. It doesn't matter to me.
Would you correct it if it was me?
Nothing post-mortem or posthumously matters to me.
What about you? What if they said, that dang Jason Duda, Doota, he was a heck of a player. Duda, I'm going to miss him.
I'm still trying to figure out what a dictionary is.
I mean, I have great respect for Bob Uecker. I don't want to see his name misspelled.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't either, but I don't think this person probably did it maliciously. It was
no,
just
they didn't
accident.
Do it maliciously.
It happened.
Why can't I be the good Samaritan who comes along and says, here's how you spell that, by the way?
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that either.
Thank you.
There.
That's all I'm doing. I'm being a good Samaritan.
Good.
I'm glad I could fix it for you guys.
So now we're all on the same page.
We were on the same page.
I felt like Jeff felt like I'd done something wrong.
No, just talking through it is all.
See? Three grown men,
you know,
having a discussion, and this guy always has to be the guy that figures it out.
Who's that?
This guy.
Oh. Bob Uecker, by the way, part of the 1964 Cardinals championship team, part of it. Didn't play a whole lot, but he was a backup catcher for a while to Tim McCarver. And do you remember the old records I had of the 64
yep.
and 67?
I'm sure they're in that cabinet
they
right
are
in there.
Somewhere in there. But he was a big part of that 64 postseason record that the Cardinals put out. I listened to it a billion times. And they interviewed him in the clubhouse. Did you watch him on Johnny Carson, either of you?
I've seen
you?
Him on Johnny Carson a few times.
I don't know if I have.
You ought to go to YouTube and watch him.
Jason's not
going to
go on YouTube.
No.
Well, he might.
He won't. I might.
Why
really?
Wouldn't he go on YouTube?
Why would he?
Because YouTube's a gold mine.
Duda doesn't care about any of the stuff that's on YouTube.
Well, I disagree with that.
He doesn't.
You can't just say he doesn't
like,
care.
What would you go back and watch? It's like from history or someone.
Shorzy.
There you go.
Might watch Shorzy on it.
I try to give you a little more credit than
You probably than you do probably deserve.
He gave a great answer though.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah. I can't fault him for that.
I'm on YouTube all the time.
It can be kind of addictive.
I think of somebody that I want to see or a musical performance. Now he certainly wouldn't be into that, but YouTube's unbelievable.
I like watching old bands currently.
Old bands currently.
Yeah, I had a little Journey kick last week. Their drummer, who hasn't been with them forever, he sings Lights, and it's unbelievable. It's one of the best vocal performances I've heard. He's so good at it. And I don't get it.
Well, but they got him auto-tuned up.
They must, but it looks real to me.
Speaking of vocal performances.
Oh, God. See, I told you.
Well, I knew it was coming.
4 days in a row.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Well, you just reminded me. Yeah. Did you happen to see it?
No.
Dia didn't say, hey, come and watch this?
No, she said Bob sang, and I said, I don't know, they were talking about it. That's as far as it went.
Really? You didn't even have I'd like to see that.
No, it didn't cross my mind.
Good grief.
Things don't cross his mind.
I was making dinner at the time.
Wouldn't you think that if somebody you'd done radio with for 8 years or whatever it's been, and your wife says, come and look at this. I don't know, man. That's a low blow.
Well, that's not a low blow.
It's kind of a low blow.
Is it?
Yeah, because that was important to me.
Well, I'm sure you did a great job.
No, I don't. It's not even about that. And Jeff likes to, denigrate or downgrade or whatever it is.
I asked him yesterday. He said he did a good job.
I did?
You did? You said that?
Did I say that?
Or it was fine, something like that, yeah.
Interesting.
You did say that?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, what did you say?
I have no idea. That's I have no about, recollection
that,
of
that was about it.
Offering any critique.
So you got a little something.
Here's the problem with Jeff. It's all a competition in his world. So if his
everything's a competition.
If his father gets praise
right
for something and he doesn't, he's sure as heck not going to really acknowledge it. And that's okay.
Well, I acknowledge you. How about that?
Yeah,
not as my tribal chief, but I do acknowledge.
Well, you acknowledge me, but not really.
It's close enough.
It's all good.
I think the effort was there.
Yeah, I think I did fine.
Whereas if he sang and...
Man, I need to sing somewhere.
Well, get it on video.
I will.
That's the real test.
I will.
You will.
I'll get it on video.
You will.
I'll sing in the bathroom or something.
No, go out and actually sing with something.
I don't know. Sometimes my voice isn't... like, I got to find a good time for my voice. You know what I'm saying?
I just stood
up. Like the other night, it was unbelievable.
I just stood up and started singing.
I was hitting all the notes, man. It was good.
You're delusional.
That's what you think.
I hate to have this conversation.
If that's what you think, man.
You are so good at a lot of things.
If that's what you think, man.
Is that what you think, man?
Whatever you think, dog.
Dog? When did all this start?
Yeah, man, whatever.
You're 42.
What are you talking about,
man? This is the time of a midlife crisis. Did you go through one?
I'm having one right now.
What? How do you? In what way?
I don't know.
You're a little old for that.
I'm old for that? In what way?
I associate the midlife crisis for right around 40.
Oh,
around 50.
I'm not allowed to have one?
Well, if you are, you are. But what does that look like?
I'm having a midlife crisis.
You are.
I think I'm having a midlife reinvention, a midlife renaissance. I think I'm only growing. I'm only growing and getting better. I'm only moving forward.
That's so crisis.
That's such midlife a crisis.
Why do you, I think it must be. I don't feel like I'm in crisis at all.
I'm shocked Max didn't go for the fool alert there. Because there's no way. You're not having a midlife crisis.
I don't think I am.
Your daughter left for college.
Yeah.
You're sitting out there with your wife. You're looking across the table.
Having a good time.
Tell us about it.
Tell us about what? What do you want me to tell you about?
He's got like 22 cats.
Got cats that I love that hang out with us. You know, got what possibly could I be in crisis over?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Midlife. Why? I enjoy aging. There will probably come a time where I stop enjoying aging. But for now, hey, I don't feel any different than I felt when I was 16, but I'm 42.
What
That's
age
fascinating.
Do you think you'll take notice of?
I don't know. It's fascinating.
Are you
to
there
me.
Yet?
With what?
Aging and taking notice of it and
a little bit.
To slow down a little bit. And
I know I'm aging. I mean, I'm not stupid.
You're going to be 50, right?
Yeah. So I don't got much time left.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, if you want to look at the history of my family and the guy's side.
Well, let's not get into all
that. I think everybody thinks.
Then you gotta
I think everybody thinks their clock is ticking, and then they get to an age, and I never thought I'd get to this age. And it kind of just keeps going. I think you're fine. I think you'll be okay.
Thanks, man.
Well, we'll see. You know, he could drop over in that chair, and the problem would be, would we notice?
Huh?
We'd have to wheel him out of here.
Yeah, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Wheeling me out of this bad boy.
Oh, God.
I could see you two.
Can
just,
I use that chair the rest
just
of
just trying to roll me out of this thing would be
We'd have to
you
call your wife and let her take it from there.
She'd be like, oh, really?
I have to stay for all that?
You can go.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay, so there you go. UECKER. Bob Uecker. In 1964, the team photo for the Cardinals, what made that funny?
They were holding hands.
Who?
Bob Gibson.
There you go. Good. I'm glad you knew that.
Thank you.
I'm very glad you knew that. That warms my heart. And
I pick up on things every now and then.
Uecker talked about that. I was watching one of his Johnny Carson appearances earlier today, and he talked about that.
You should watch the clip of Norm MacDonald talking about him. It's awesome.
Of Norm MacDonald talking about Bob Uecker?
Yeah.
I think I've seen that.
Where they ran into John Fogerty?
Yes, that is
hilarious.
That is very funny. Norm MacDonald, extremely funny.
Another great we lost a couple years ago.
So did you get to the end of Landman?
Yes.
Good show.
Yeah, it is.
I still say the depiction of women in that show is strange, but it held our interest for sure.
Oh, it held the interest. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
It's maybe one of my new favorite shows. I think it's fantastic.
It's a very good show.
So
it's a strange show.
Well, kind of, yeah. But that's what shows are supposed to be.
I've never known, again, I think I've mentioned this to you. If your 17-year-old daughter behaved like his 17-year-old daughter.
Oh, there'd be an issue.
Well, exactly.
Behaved how?
Well, have you watched the show?
Behaved how? I'm asking.
How do I put this?
Sexually promiscuous. Let's just say that.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I
around her father, around her mother.
I definitely don't need to hear it.
No. It's like her mom and her are a college
teenage
dorm mate.
Exactly. First year in college.
Yeah. So
they went to the strip club together in the last show.
Yeah.
But that was I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's a good show.
The elderly folks had a blast. I think it was great.
There are people like that, I'm sure, out there. I don't know any of them. I don't know any fathers or mothers who would be comfortable with that behavior.
No, I mean, it's fine to go, but I don't know if I would go with one of my kids.
Well, of course you wouldn't.
Yeah, you never know, but...
What?
I'm saying right now, probably not.
Yeah, wow.
It's on the table. Dia, listen. It's on the table for you to potentially accompany one of your children to a strip club.
Well, if they needed to go for whatever reason, and
what would the need be?
Yeah,
maybe it was a bachelorette party or a bachelor party or something.
And you'd go with them? That's weird. To go to a bachelor party with your kid?
What if I was invited to the bachelor
party? That's also
weird.
What
if it was a family friend? What if it was a cousin? And so everybody went. uncles and
to a
brothers
strip club
and friends. Well, have you never been to a strip club with anybody before?
I've
Not
never
my parents.
I've never been no. to a strip club. That's
I haven't been with my parents either.
Not my parents. Well, for sure.
You gotta keep things open nowadays, boys.
Doesn't hurt.
Boy, that is Dia, call the show. That could be the inspiration.
Can't. Call us in 3 hours, Dia.
Yeah. 869-1240 if you get this message. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and make picks. Just a few weeks left, it would look like.
What's that?
Jason Duda's lead is insurmountable. But that's why we play the game. We'll see if somebody has a run in them. And we'll make picks next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, we are back. And we're ready to make some picks here very shortly. Thanks to Max for the music this week. Let's get it going. We're waiting. I think we have Anthony on the line here, or he's about to join us. Big fella, how you doing?
Tired.
Tired?
Very.
Come on, man.
Yeah. You're in the club. Jeff's tired, too.
I'm fine. He's money.
Oh, you guys. Anyway, we're going to make some picks. Right now, Jason Duda well in the lead, but we'll see. We got a few weeks left. See if anybody can make a move. We start in the National Football League divisional playoff games. There are four of them this weekend. We go first to Detroit, where the Lions are a 9.5-point favorite. 9.5 points against the Washington Commanders. I'm going to start with this one. I like Washington within that number for four. Jeff.
Yeah, I like Washington as a team. I read on The Athletic a pretty long piece about Dan Campbell, and I've been watching his press conferences over the past couple days. It'd be nice for them to go all the way.
You just said you like Washington.
And I like them as a team, but I think they kind of spent what they have last week. That's probably their beginning and end in this playoffs. I got Detroit for three.
Duda.
Yeah, I mean, Washington's played well, but I think Detroit, the guy had the week off. I think they're going to get a little healthy on the defensive side, and I just don't think they're going to be able to hang here. So I have Detroit for four.
What about you, Max?
Yeah, I'm with these guys. I think the Red Washington gave it all they had last week, so I'm going the Lions for three at home.
And, Anthony, you want to go with those losers, or you want to be on my train?
Well, let me see here. That's a toughie. But I'll take Detroit at home for five.
Doggone, man. I gotta make up some ground.
You're Gilligan, Bob.
Somewhere.
What's that, Max?
You're Gilligan. You're on an island.
There you go. The Rams in Philadelphia. The Eagles giving 7.5 points. We'll start with Jeff.
This one's tough, too. I'm so influenced by people and that know more than me. I'm just saying.
Just stop it, people.
Mike Florio, be nice. Mike Florio was on Rich Eisen. He thinks kind of the Rams are kind of done too after their emotional win the other night. I got Philly for seven.
Knowing? I don't think it's a matter of knowing something. If Mike Florio had the keys to every game, he wouldn't need to be on the Rich Eisen show. Mike Florio knows more about the NFL
than I do.
He'd get every bet right, and he'd go off and live in some Greek
island.
That's
why I said I'm influenced. But
Duda.
This is a tough one, but I kind of like the Rams getting 7.5. I think they can keep
7
it
and what?
7 and the hook.
There you go.
So I got the Rams for 5.
Max, what do you think?
Yeah, would have been a different game a little bit if Green Bay didn't fumble on the first kickoff and everything. I think the Rams can cover, so I'm taking the Rams for 7. I think Philly won't win, but I think
wow,
the Rams 7. Can cover.
Anthony?
I'm taking the Eagles. They're at home, so I'll take the Eagles in 4.
Philadelphia and 4. I like Philadelphia at home as well. I think the Rams are good. Minnesota didn't put up any kind of a fight.
Rams could win this game.
I like Philadelphia here for 3. Baltimore and Buffalo, certainly the one game that we'll all be watching. The last game of the divisional round played early Sunday evening in Buffalo. Cold, dark, the Bills and Ravens. It's a pick'em game. Duda.
Did you just say the Rams could win this game, but you picked Philly?
I'm just wouldn't be surprised.
By the way,
I wouldn't either.
This is our bonus pick. What do you have, Duda?
I think Lamar's going to finally maybe get this done. I have Baltimore for 10.
There's where you open the door. Matt?
Oh, yeah. He said that last week and the week before and the week before and the week before.
Well, you do open the doors, whether any of us can go through it and whether you miss one of these. Max.
I like the fact that Matt Milano came back for the Bills. Josh Allen's on a mission, so I'm taking the Bills at home for 6. Bills Mafia.
Buffalo for 6. Anthony, this is such an intriguing game. Who you going with?
Very intriguing. I mean, you got Lamar on one side, Josh Allen on the other side. And Josh Allen has a remarkable story because he's been playing with a broken hand since week number 2. So I might have to just go with, against my better judgment, but I might just go with Buffalo at home for, I'm opening up the door to 9.
9. Might as well go 10. What the heck?
All right, go 10.
I will pick.
You coax me.
All right, there. I talked him into it. I love this game. I think Baltimore is a better team than Buffalo, but I think Buffalo being at home, that's why this is a pick'em game. I'm going to pick Buffalo, and I got to go 10. I'm in that position where I got to make something happen. Jeff.
Well, I got to make something happen, too. And even though I wrote down Baltimore 10, and I'm really pulling for Lamar Jackson, I don't know who I'm pulling for. in all of this, but I want Lamar Jackson at least to win this game. So give me Buffalo for 10.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Chiefs at home against Houston. The Texans not getting any love here. This is a strange line, in my opinion. 8.5. I know who Max is going to pick. How many points on the Texans,
Max? Give me
Max?
The Texans for 6. Bye-bye.
They're not going bye-bye, I don't think. Anthony?
The Texans and the Chiefs. I've been telling people that the Texans are going to upset the Chiefs. But that's...
How many points on Houston?
But that's a good comedy joke. I'm taking Kansas City and 7.
Okay. Boy, I don't think Kansas City can win this game by 9 or more. I got to pick Houston for 5. Jeff.
Kansas City can definitely win this game by 9 or more.
But I don't think they will. Then make your pick.
I got Houston for 1, but I'm not just out there. Kansas City could really beat Houston pretty bad.
What about you, Duda?
Yeah, elements going to be cold. Houston's a dome team. They're traveling. They got pumped last time they were there. This is going against what I've done most of the year, but I got KC for 6.
Good. There's enough. Man, I could be so back in this.
Yeah, but you won't be.
Passing yardage. Be quiet, Jeff.
Well, he's right.
Speak when you're spoken to.
He was.
Sorry.
I'm serious. I'm close.
Passing yards
in the 4 NFL games. A total of 2,000, over or under. Anthony.
You said over 2,000 passing yards?
Yes,
all game
over or under 2,000.
Over.
Come on now.
Yeah, I'll say over. With the 3 confidence.
There you go. So over under this, that would require
250 for everybody.
250 or more per quarterback. I like the under here for 7. Jeff.
I'm with you. A lot of running quarterbacks, some elements that'll get in the way. I've got under for 6.
Duda.
Yeah, I have the under as well for 3.
Max.
I'm with the unders. Under for 4.
Somebody's going to go off and throw for 475 yards. All right. Rushing yards, over or under 800. That's 200 rushing yards per game. We open with me on this one. I'm going to go over on this one, and I'm going to go 6. Jeff.
You've got Henry, you've got Jackson, you've got Saquon, you've got all the elements to go over, so I'll go over, and I'll say 4.
Duda?
Yeah, I think this is over for sure. You mentioned all those running backs, plus then you got to throw Jaden Daniels, Hurts in there. I think this is easily over. I got over for 7.
Max?
Yeah, I think you can go over, but I'm only going 1 on the over.
Only 1, and what about you, Anthony?
I'll go over for 2.
Over for 2. Mm-hmm. A clean sweep for the overs. Now to the college football championship game to be played Monday night. Ohio State, Notre Dame. Ohio State giving 8.5 points. Jeff.
I read something today where it's not the last 3, but 3 Notre Dame coaches, Holtz, Parsegian, I can't remember the other one, won the national championship in their 3rd year. This is me being influenced again. Marcus Freeman's in his 3rd year. So I'm going to go Notre Dame, but only for 2.
This is a tough game, in my opinion. Duda.
I think Ohio State routes them. I don't think this is going to be that close. I am not an Ohio State fan, as everyone well knows.
We know.
I got Ohio State for 8.
Really? You've never picked a college game for 8 yet?
Well, it's
You're choking your guts out this week.
Championship, and I got such a big lead. Like, I give some back to make it interesting.
Max, what do you think?
I think, having talked to Mike Vrabel, that I'm going Ohio State for 8.
Who's Mike Vrabel? Anthony.
I don't think he talked to him.
Well, Ohio State, Notre Dame, it just seems like fate is on Notre Dame's side, and Lou Holtz has gotten inside of Ryan Day's head, so he can't game plan correctly because he's too busy going back and forth with Lou Holtz. So I'm going to take Notre Dame in 6.
6 for Notre Dame. I'm going to take Notre Dame as well. And while I don't have a great amount of confidence, 2 points. The over-under Notre Dame-Ohio State is 46.5. Duda.
I'm going to take the over for 2.
Over for 2. Max?
Ted, the sports head, told me that he thought the Notre Dame Cinderella run was over, so I'm taking the over for 5.
What about you, Anthony?
I will take the under for 1.
Under for 1. 46.5, that's an interesting number, man. I could see this game being 24-21, 24-17. That's kind of where I have it. I'm going to go under for 1. Jeff?
Well, if Notre Dame wins, it's going to be a low-scoring game. So I'm going to cover my bases, win at least one of these, and I'll take the over for 8.
What if you miss both of them?
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
It happens. Don't worry about it, kid.
Finally, college basketball, our final pick of the week. Kansas State visiting Lawrence on Saturday afternoon to face the Jayhawks. I've made this line 10.5. Max, we start with you.
I'm going KU for 2.
KU covering 10.5. Anthony.
Yeah, KU's going to cover this, and I will drop a 5 spot on it if I haven't already used that one.
You already used your 5. So what you have left, the only number you have left, Anthony, is your 8. So you have to go KU for 8, well, which is what I'm doing, by the way.
I'll go KU for 8.
There you go, and that's what I'm doing. I'm going KU for 8 as well. Jeff?
I think this line's going to settle in at about the 8.5 range probably, but I still think KU can win by double digits plus. KU for 5.
Duda? You could bury us.
It's just that one. Well, I only got my 1 point left, so.
No, that's right.
I'm going to take the points here. You never know in this stinking rivalry, and you never know KU. Who knows? I'll take K-State for 1.
Well, there you go. It's only 1. All right, there you go. There's our picks. Only 3 weeks of picks left after this. Until we've reached the end of this.
Wild.
All right, Anthony, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. What's been accomplished today? We've talked about Bob Uecker. We talked with Sean Johnson, the new general manager of the Minnesota Twins, or assistant general manager. Jesse Newell took us to Kansas City. Talk about the Chiefs Texans. I suppose we can spend more time on that one. It's odd. It's very odd that Duda picked the Chiefs.
It is.
It goes against his philosophy, really.
Well, they haven't covered the spread at all this year. But I just got some weird feeling that Houston's just not going to show up. Their defense is what won it for them last week, and I don't think they're going to be able to stop Mahomes. I think that Kansas City's defense will be able to shut down Houston. And so I think they win this by about
Nico
10,
Collins
10
is
to
back.
13.
I don't know.
They got Nico Collins, so shut him down. If Watson comes back, that's going to help.
Or McDuffie will be on
or
him.
Or McDuffie. And then in the backfield, you got Joe Mixon, who hasn't run the ball well. He ended up running the ball for 100 yards last week, but because they got up, so they just kept feeding him. If they get down, they're going to take him away and out of the game. And who else do they have?
Well, it's just Dalton Schultz, John
Mechie. Like, who are these guys?
Remember when they had Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs? Man,
Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins out there, all of a sudden you got weapons all over the place, but they don't.
I need Houston to lose by a touchdown, which is what I think will happen.
I don't know if I think that anymore. I kind of think Casey's.
Well, then why didn't you pick Kansas?
Turn it
City?
On. Step on the gas. I probably should have.
Because he's listening to me and he realizes that I'm probably right. That's the problem.
Well, I don't realize that at all.
The only reason I picked Houston for one is because Kansas City didn't win many games by that many, but it's different in the playoffs. They're a different team in the playoffs. They have another level that other teams don't have the luxury of finding out if they have another level.
Yeah, but it's not about that. I think they're going to win. This isn't a slap to the Chiefs.
Yeah, but 28-21 is
win.
Not. Sure. But 28-21 is less than probably I think the Chiefs are capable of.
I don't know about that. I think it's a 21-13 game.
Yeah, Houston's not going to score 20 points.
Oh, they will or they won't.
The elements are going to be a factor. It's going to be what, like 10 degrees and a 15-mile-an-hour wind out there? It's going to be just like Miami going in there last year. It's going to be a spanking. And I have not said that about the Chiefs in any game this year.
Yeah, the worst part of the picks this year is that it's given you confidence that you think you know what you're talking about.
If we were talking about college games, no, I wouldn't say anything.
Well, you would, because you picked Ohio State for 8.
Because it's a national championship game.
You feel like now you know it all.
It's a national championship game. Yes, I'm going to make that my 8-point game. Either way, I would have went there. Didn't matter. I'm going to watch it
either
Monday
way,
night. If I'd have went Notre Dame, whatever, it's a national championship game. I'm taking that one for my high point total. It's 4 and I watch it Monday night.
Well, I don't care what
you little extra
Monday.
Juice.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Well, I don't think you'll watch the whole game.
I probably won't make it through the whole game.
Well,
but I'll watch it.
You'll tune in is what
I'll
you're saying.
I'll tune in and I might tune out.
Yeah.
My two notes, because I went night-night.
Will you tune in to Pacers-Pistons tonight?
Absolutely not.
I watched them the other night against Cleveland. And,
the win or the loss, because this was debated yesterday.
Well, they didn't have Halliburton.
Well, no, but you had that guy that shoved the official.
Didn't shove her.
Bumped into her.
Yeah, I don't condone it, but he didn't shove.
It was on purpose.
He got suspended.
I don't know, man. I've watched the Cavs quite a bit. And I like them.
They're good.
I like their makeup.
We beat them, but they're good.
I don't know why you're not a Cavs fan.
I'm not a Cavs fan.
I know. I don't get that.
And yesterday.
You're an Ohio guy.
Yeah, that's all great.
I'm
a Pacers fan. And remember yesterday I said I'm almost more nervous.
Yes.
When I watch the Pacers than I watch the Guardians. Here's why. Because being down by 7 for some reason feels like being down 7 runs. It doesn't feel like, oh, we got 2 minutes, we can take care of this. Down 7, I'm doom and gloom. I hate it.
I don't know what that means.
I think Duda does.
Yeah, he's a mess. The hamster stopped for a second. It's okay.
What do you mean you think Duda does?
I think I explained it to where a normal human being can.
But you've been around basketball your whole life.
I know,
you know,
but
a 7-point lead in basketball is literally nothing.
Especially in the NBA. Can go away in a heartbeat. But for some reason, I'm just nervous. Unless they're winning. Unless we're winning.
So weird.
How much of this Pacers thing is real? I'm still trying to figure it out.
Do you not think that it's real?
I don't know if it's 100% real.
I know every time I turn on the Pacers, I am emotional about the Pacers.
Is your wife on board with this?
She's fine with it.
Is she a Pacers fan?
If she
some level.
Probably. Not much, but a little.
She either likes them or hates them because she has to watch them.
No, my wife isn't like that.
My wife
somehow supports everything I do for some reason.
I've watched more NBA in the last couple weeks than I did all year long. And last night we got on the Knicks 76ers, which went to overtime. And you'll hate what I'm going to say.
Jalen Brunson, what a player.
Jalen Brunson is so good.
Yeah, because he shoots every time he touches the ball.
Well, he almost always makes it.
I'm not a fan.
I know you're not.
We took them down in the postseason, by the way.
I know you're not a fan, but if you're going to sit there and tell me he's not entertaining to watch, you don't know basketball.
I don't like watching him.
Sad.
I don't like watching him.
You only like watching the Pacers.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we pass.
You're not going to be happy watching anybody else.
We pass the ball. We get guys involved. We're a team.
Except you don't play defense.
We're better, much better at defense this year. Once we get Neesmith back, we'll be much, much better.
There's not a person listening.
Who cares? I understand.
Cares about the pace.
I get it. That's why we don't talk about them very much.
And I'll believe you on the Pacers when you go to Indianapolis.
Really?
And watch a game.
I haven't been to Cleveland to watch a game. I've been to one in like 15 years.
Really? That's all?
Yeah.
I'm going to really work. No, I'm not. Because the Cardinals are going to be terrible.
What were you about to say? Go to St. Louis?
Well, because I love St. Louis, for one.
Right.
And there's so much else to do there that I'm used to doing that I haven't done in years and years. But, man, Zia's? Wouldn't you like to go there?
Sure, I'll go to Zia's with you.
Does Cleveland go to St. Louis next year?
Probably. Cleveland was in St. Louis this past year.
Cleveland this year.
Doggone it.
I don't know. We won 2 of 3 against you.
Yeah, why didn't you guys go to that? That'd have been you guys fighting all weekend.
Because we'd already wrapped up everything. Pride, I guess, was on the line for him a little bit. But
we won 2 of 3. I mean, nothing to be gained from it. But we won 2 of 3.
For us.
We won 2 of 3.
All right. We won 2 of 3 in the divisional series. Thank you.
That's fine, but when our teams faced off, my team won.
Congrats.
Well, I mean, that means something. You'd say it.
If it meant something, it would, right? Like, it didn't mean anything for either of our teams. But it meant something for you, and I'm happy for you.
I think Cleveland put a team out there that looked like they tried.
Nah, maybe.
So they don't try.
I don't know why they would have.
St. Louis.
I don't know why they would have.
Especially when they lose, they didn't really put an effort in that.
All right, we'll be back here in some form or another tomorrow on a Friday. Thanks for listening, everyone, as we continue to adapt to this new world, the 5-7 world, here with the Bob and Jeff Show. Have a good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.